Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I am Jim Galante, and with our very special guest, yes, we have the coach back in with us, Coach Nick Caduti. Coach, always great to see you. How you doing, my friend?
Doing good, Jim. How are you today, man?
Very good. Always anxious to talk to you. And we've got one of your interesting videos to review today. And guys, you want to check this out. The YouTube channel is For the Bloggy. That's For the Bloggy. And if you want, you could also get there from our app. There's a great button. We'll take you directly to it. It's a great channel, and Coach does these great videos on Penn State football. He talks about Mike Yurcich's offense. We reviewed that on a previous show. Today, this one is really interesting. Coach Nick talks about the priority for Penn State's defense during this offseason, specifically as they went through spring practice. And that issue was communication, or probably more accurately, miscommunication. Just in general, what did you see from Penn State's defense that makes you come up with that conclusion, Nick?
You know, really, you could tell that was there was a dynamic that just didn't fit right. Everything from coverage mistakes to exchanging things that shouldn't be exchanged to guys that were really struggling understanding their run fits, you know, who was supposed to fit where and what defense. And it was almost, it was very apparent that a lot of teams exploited that. And I think Maryland really took advantage of it. Especially early in the game with their passing concepts.
You bring up the Maryland game, which makes any Penn State fan kind of shiver a little bit because it was just a nightmare to watch. But I think it's important that you highlighted some of the plays. And I want to talk about the very first play that you highlighted, Coach. There were two receivers to the right, and I'm just going to let you take over and explain what happened, what Maryland was trying to do on offense, and what Penn State failed at on their defense.
Yeah, so Penn State has been known to run a lot of cover one, which for the most part is just one high safety man-to-man coverage, right? That a lot of guys call it the cat defense. My cat has your cat. And so what happened in that first play, Maryland has what they call a switch technique, which means they switch, or they basically have two receivers that they basically reverse each other, and they put themselves in a situation where they can get vertical and they can cause a defense fit. Now, with that being said, what ends up happening in the game is at the very top of the screen, they're to the boundary, and they're in a tight compressed set. And what happens is these two guys basically get themselves into a natural pick concept. So the outside receiver ran. He rubbed the inside of the guy in front of him, and he cleared himself vertically. What happens is the inside receiver then just took two steps behind him and cleared underneath. So it was almost like sweeping a guy vertical and moving him away and then just slanting underneath it. The problem was the free safety at the time was looking at something he shouldn't have been looking at. So the guy that basically should have covered up the mess was already in a really bad situation. And even during the play, you could see that the defensive line wasn't getting lined up properly. They were hitting each other. It was just one of those games where if you're a fan of Penn State, you just want to bang your head against the wall.
Well, just rewatching the tape, yes, I did want to bang my head against the wall. And what I found intriguing was how many levels of mistakes you were able to highlight in just one play. There was the two receivers essentially crisscrossing and picking one or the other. At that point on the first play, the Penn State defenders, the cornerback and safety, they switched players at that time. And naturally, because one got rubbed off, the one Penn State defender was caught behind his coverage responsibility, correct?
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But then following it through, everything else that was fascinating, I guess is too positive a word, it was depressing to watch. You had a linebacker who it appeared he was just then ended up in no man's land as opposed to getting in the lane between the quarterback and the receiver. And then after the catch, there's a safety taking a bad angle, so the receiver catches the ball, makes a long run. But in the meantime, the defensive line, there's all kinds of confusion. They're all patting each other. They're still moving as the ball's being snapped. So if I saw the video correctly, it looked like there was at least four levels of mistakes on defense on the same play.
Oh, 100%. And it was, you could tell lining up when they walked into the game that it was going to be a situation where, you know, they, I'll be honest with you, it looked like they didn't practice the concepts that Maryland had put out. But what's interesting is, I know they did. I mean, Penn State has phenomenal coaches. So something went wrong, and I'm really curious as to what it was and what they're going to do to fix those issues.
When now you're a coach, you see, and there's more video that you showed from that game, and we'll get into that in a second. But when you start to see these kind of mistakes, I'm sure, hey, it could happen anytime. That's part of football. But when it happens often, and that there is an issue with miscommunication, you're a coach, where do you begin to fix this?
You know, I think a lot of it goes back to you've got to reevaluate yourself as a coach and what you're doing. You know, our philosophy down here is, with my staff, is if you can't explain it to a sixth grader, then you can't explain it properly. And so there should be no confusion. And I think that's what was going on here. There was too much going on, too much confusion. And to be honest with you, I think even something as simple as the defensive back play was just really honestly good concept against a defense that really didn't look good in man-to-man. And they, you know, if you're running man-to-man, you have to have answers for these route concepts that teams are going to do. So if I'm going to sit back, I'll reevaluate and say, hey, something's wrong with what we're doing. Maybe we need to fix it based on the fact that really, truly, I don't, you know, our kids are confused.
Then it was interesting to me that you, the next play that you showed, it looked like Maryland was in the exact same formation. And now the two Penn State defenders on that right side, the two receivers from Maryland did essentially the same thing, but Penn State covered it different this time, where it looked like they exchanged responsibilities. But Maryland, I'll say it seemed to me, their coaches were one step ahead of Penn State. It's almost as if, okay, we expect them, we burned them last time. This time they'll compensate for it. So we're going to do something else. We're going to react to Penn State changing. It seemed like Maryland coaches were one step ahead.
You know, and I don't even know if it was a one step ahead thing. It was just a really good concept. What happened was Penn State's answer was they changed levels, meaning they changed the level of play on the field that their defensive backs were at, that Maryland was, so that they wouldn't get rubbed off. And the problem was they still got rubbed off, and which was interesting. So the slot receiver for Maryland on that play did a great job. He actually ran outside for three or four hard steps, which he only did one step previously, knowing that kid would go over the top, and he got him lost. I mean, that was a phenomenal route and play by that kid from Maryland. I'll take nothing away. But again, this is simple stuff that people do to man coverage all the time. It should not, it shouldn't happen to a team like Penn State.
And we know in that Maryland game, so many things did happen to that Penn State defense. So, you know, we'll go back to last year was a crazy year in so many ways. There was no spring practice. There was limited contact during the summer, few practices and different kinds of practices come fall. How much effect can that have on a team? I'm sure you dealt with some of this last year coaching yourself.
Yeah, and the reality of it is, guys, when you don't have time with kids, you know, it's, again, as a coach, it doesn't matter what I know. It doesn't matter what James Franklin knows. It doesn't matter what Soraka knew. It matters if those kids can play the game and they what they know on the field and how they can adjust and have an answer. So it was apparent, and I think the teams that really took off this year were the teams that had a lot of continuity with their coaching staff and their kids because they already kind of knew the expectation. They knew the offense. You know, you go back and look at Ohio State. I mean, this was an Ohio State team that was very fluid from the beginning because they were very efficient what they did, and everyone kind of knew the whole thing. You know, Clemson was the same way. Alabama is Alabama. You know, and Penn State was a team that had a lot of talent, a lot of opportunity, but they didn't get that time to mesh and mold, and I think that really came back to haunt them.
And there was a little bit of a mismatch amongst colleges. Some teams did get their spring practices in and had more time to work together. And again, you're not in Pennsylvania. I'm not sure you know some of this. James Franklin, they went out of their way. They went beyond the – they didn't do the minimum to minimize the issues with COVID. They did the maximum. So they separated their meetings, and it was successful in avoiding any COVID issues for the team, but perhaps it created some other issues. There was one other play I want to hit on that you showed on tape, and it was a second and long play. Penn State probably looking for a pass. It was a passing situation, and Maryland ended up running the ball. There was an opening, but you think, okay, this should maybe be a 5-yard run, 7-yard run, and I think it was 20-some yards. They ended up getting a first down. But the issue and the most telling thing to me was there was both a safety and linebacker coming up on the play, and I'll call it lane discipline was gone.
Yes.
What do you call it, and how do you instruct players to keep that lane discipline?
I mean, we call it peeing in the same Coke bottle. No man wants to pee in the same Coke bottle as the same guy beside him. So you have to stay in your Coke bottle. Everyone has a gap, right? And so you have to stay in your gap. On that play that you were talking about right there, there was a really big problem because it was actually defensively fit well, but the linebacker decided he was going to take a gap that he was not responsible for, that the safety was on, and it put them in a really bad situation. And so when you go back and you look at it, it's frustrating because the play was 100% designed as a pin and pull play. And, you know, he goes in motion back and forth. But what happens, and what I found was really interesting with the play was, it was fit well, but it goes back to, it was not fit well by a middle linebacker who decided to do his own thing. When you have a team like Penn State, who, again, they like to bring pressure, they're in a lot of man defense. If you don't fit things properly, that one mistake ends up being a big mistake because of the distance that happens.
All right, that is going to have to be it. I always say, Coach Nick, I want to learn something when I talk to you, and I always do, and I learn some new technical football talk, which is you want to pee in your own Coke bottle. So I'm going to have I'm going to take that away. Again, guys, you want to watch the video, you'll see so much more, and that's For the Bloggy YouTube channel, or go to our app. There's the For the Bloggy button. Thank you so much, Nick. Thank you all for listening, and join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A 2-for-1 deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.